This year, fans of classical music are celebrating the 200th anniversary of Frédéric Chopin's birth. Thousands of events honoring the composer are planned around the world, many of them in renowned New York venues, from the Metropolitan Museum of Art to Carnegie Hall. But one local immigrant community is especially touched by the anniversary. Polish immigrants see this year as an opportunity to remind the world that despite having a French father and living in France for a while, Chopin was, in fact, a Polish composer. As part of the tribute, almost all Polish community centers and institutions in the city are holding Chopin events, concerts, lectures, and exhibits that are gathering Poles of all backgrounds. Iva Korindachowska has this report.
At the Polish and Slavic Center in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, Polish immigrants gather to honor their greatest composer. Candles are lit and the mood is solemn. And as the music plays, some in the audience have tears in their eyes. Others can't help swaying their bodies. Sitting close to the stage is Andrzej Jeziorski, an elevator mechanic. When he arrived in the States 20 years ago, he managed to fit recordings of Chopin's music in his suitcase. Jeziorski says that Chopin's music takes him back to his youth and the mountainous region in Poland he came from. One image that keeps coming back with it is weeping willows along the road, a common view in the Polish countryside. Chopin himself knew this landscape very well. Born in Żelazowa Wola, a tiny village west of Warsaw, he returned to the Polish countryside throughout his childhood. There he encountered peasants playing folk music and dancing traditional Polish dances, mazurkas and polonaises. These memories inspired many of his later pieces.
He put Poland in his music.
Janusz Sporek is a musician and the event organizer. He says most Poles react to Chopin's work in a similar way.
They have the same nice feeling listening to, for example, mazurkas, which practically every Polish citizen residing in the United States can feel like their very own.
Polish immigrants also relate to the composer's biography. In Chopin's time, Poland did not exist as a state. It was a territory partitioned by three powerful neighbors, Russia, Prussia, and Austria. In 1830, while the composer was touring Europe, an uprising broke out in Warsaw. It was brutally suppressed by the Russian Empire, which forced many Polish artists into exile. The composer settled in Paris.
Unfortunately, he never had the chance to go back to his country, seeing his family, his friends.
Janusz Sporek again.
So he was like being convicted to stay out of his loving country with no chance of coming back. This is probably why we hear the music such dramatic sometimes that he composed.
Chopin lived in France for almost two decades until his death in 1849. Some French claim that the composer became part of their culture, but Poles like to say that Chopin may have lived in France for a while, but his heart stayed in Poland forever. And in fact, after his death, his heart was actually removed from the body and brought to Warsaw, where it's been preserved in Holy Cross Church. Irena Nagłowska, a home attendant, has been living in New York for 2 years. With no family around, she gets homesick. In Chopin's music, she finds company. Nagłowska says that to her, Chopin's music is filled with nostalgia and longing for Poland. That makes her very close to him. They share a Slavic soul, she says, a soul that is often plaintive and tearful. The emotions that his compositions evoke in Poles have always been powerful. When the country struggled for its independence in the 19th and 20th century, Chopin's music was almost considered a weapon. The composer Robert Schumann said it was like cannons buried in flowers. Years later, the Nazis must have heard those metaphorical gunshots as they banned Chopin's music during their World War II occupation. Today, Chopin remains a national icon in Poland.
Each child in Poland knows who Chopin was.
And they might not know even kings, Polish kings and the other politics, but they know 100% who was Fryderyk Chopin.
Bożena Konkiel was a piano teacher back in Poland. Now she teaches music at a Catholic school in Greenpoint, several blocks away from the Polish and Slavic center. For her, introducing Chopin to children comes with a mission.
I think we are very proud of him. And we all in the United States will try to be his ambassadors. I am working in American school, and in this school I already had introduced to Chopin 200 years anniversary. We had a concert, we had a PowerPoint presentation about Chopin, and children in the school, American, Irish, whoever they are, they know who Chopin was.
That report was produced with Feet in Two Worlds, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. That brings the work of ethnic media journalists to public radio.